Welcome to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders who impact our community. Now, the recipient of three First Place Virginia Association of Broadcasters Awards and the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Our focus this morning, Germanic Community College's Center for Workforce and Adult Education. Dr. Jean Wesley is here this morning along with Martha O'Keefe, two old friends of the show, and it's been a while since both of you have been here. Good morning, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning. We're glad to be here.
Thanks for having us, Ted.
Dr. Wesley, let me start with you. What's about just workforce in general? For people who haven't gone online or looked at a catalog at what some of the things Germana offers and just what the Center for Workforce and Adult Education offers, it is really a jewel in this area as far as being able to pick up some extra education.
Oh, well, thank you. We like to think of ourselves as a jewel in this area. The Center for Workforce at Germana is there to serve current employees looking to advance, job seekers looking to have that either first career or maybe build their career to another a higher level with a new credential. And we also serve employers and act as their professional development arm. They come to us and we customize specific classes for them. So you may show up at work one day and we may be there.
And that's a great thing that you're able to provide, just to be able to do that for an employer that wants to provide that kind of continuing education, so to speak, I guess.
Oh, yes. We serve many employers in the region. Our areas, we do business and professional development. We have computer technology. We have credentials in healthcare. We have a wide variety of apprenticeship, trades, manufacturing, construction, industry. And we throw in a few personal enrichment fun things here and there. And we also have a really active transportation sector where we are creating truck drivers every day because it is one of the highest need in Virginia and even in this area. Truck driving is a very hot job at this point, gives a good living. And because we want to keep people safe out on the roads, we do some motorcycle classes as well.
And that's why I said at the beginning, it's if a person isn't aware of what the Center for Workforce offers, that it really, Martha, you and Dr. Wesley taught me over the years of all of this that Germana is more than just a college that's there that in the traditional sense of a college, of going to college. These kind of courses are shorter and they're mobile and they offer more.
Yeah, I mean, Ted, it's, you know, Germana Community College, so if I can just take a moment, put the emphasis on community. Mm-hmm. We are here to serve the best we can the educational and training needs of the community. And as Jean mentioned, it's a wide variety of different programs and services based on the community needs and the business needs. We recently just updated our July through December schedule, and that's available online. And we've got some new things actually for kids this summer. We've got three courses in July. One is called All About Healthcare. We have another one that's called Video Creation for YouTube. And then we have another one called Create Your Own TV or Talk Show. So we think these are going to be some fun classes. We'll have a little bit of educational bent to them, a little career exploration we'll throw in there to help kids to start, you know, actually thinking about what happens when I get out of school, you know, what are some possible career opportunities. So it'll be – the camps will be fun, but they'll also have a little bit of education in there.
Boy, and talk about practical, because so many kids today at young ages are starting to experiment and do things with video and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. The technology, as you know, it changes every day. So we've – for the healthcare program, actually, it's all about healthcare. That one is designed for rising fourth through sixth graders. So we're getting young kids into these programs. Through the Center for Workforce, as Jean mentioned, we offer a number of healthcare credentialing programs. So we have a fully outfitted healthcare training rooms, both at the Fredericksburg campus and at our Culpeper Center. So when the kids take this class, they'll actually be in sort of a healthcare environment.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the hospital beds, we've got the mannequins. The kids will learn things, a little bit about first aid, a little bit about CPR. And we do hope that we'll be able to take them on some tours of local hospital or healthcare setting.
Wow, if I was in fourth grade and took a class, I could now say, yeah, I took a college class when I was in fourth grade. People would be impressed by that. But to get kids into that kind of environment and to do these kind of classes, I guess does get them thinking about college and in the future.
Oh, yeah. A lot of times kids have not even been on a college campus before. So even just being physically in that environment kind of gives them a little flavor of, you know, what it's like to be on a college campus. The other thing, I mean, these classes will be in July. First week will be out at the Culpeper Center, which is July 13th. That's a Monday through Friday, starts on the 13th, and at Fredericksburg starting the week of the 20th. So in the hot months of summer, kids will actually be indoors where it's nice and air-conditioned. So
what are the hours? How long are these each day are they in class?
They're half day.
Okay.
So it's 9 to 12, and, it's enough time for kids to get active and busy and do some stuff, yet it doesn't require the full day.
There's lots of skills, too. I mean, it's certainly a lot of fun because if you're creating a video for YouTube, the sky's the limit, or if you're learning how to host your own TV show or a talk show. But involved in that is script writing and directing and what is the lighting, editing. You're making little presentations, so you're learning communication, you're learning leadership. So it's kind of a thing for definitely the YouTube and the talk show. That's for rising 7th through 9th graders. And those are skills that they can use in life, in the classroom, and they add a certain amount of maturity, too.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Working in teams, there'll be teamwork as well.
Well, in so much now, in all forms of education, want you to do video kind of things. And this gives you a jump on that, and you can learn some skills right off the bat.
Oh, yeah, and the kids will come away with a YouTube video of their own.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if someone's interested in these seem like something that you want to – if a parent's interested, you want to sign your kids up pretty soon for that.
Oh,
because
yes.
A lot of times I've gotten caught with this of looking at different classes and thought, I'll just wait on that, and I'll go back, and it's filled up.
Oh, yeah. We definitely encourage folks to call soon. There are a limited number of seats. So they can give us a call at 540-891-3012. We'll be happy to take care of you.
And a lot of this is on Germana's website, I assume.
Oh, yes.
All the whole workforce offerings, not just these, but everything that's there. Again, and so you said for the kids' classes are being offered in July.
Yeah, it'll be the week of July 13th at Culpeper and the week of July 20th at Fredericksburg, 9 a.m. to 12 noon.
Okay, good information. Martha O'Keefe, Dr. Jean Wesley here. We're talking about Germana Center for Workforce Development. More coming up on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook. Just search News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We're focusing this morning on Germana Center for Workforce and Adult Education. Dr. Jean Wesley, the Vice President for Workforce Development here, and Martha O'Keefe, who's the Workforce Dean, is here. Dr. Wesley, how long has this whole idea of and just the what you do with workforce? How long has that has Germana been involved with that? Should have told you in advance. I just thought of that
forever.
Okay. So these kind of classes, they've been offered at some point or in some some way, form, or fashion for a good many years.
Oh, absolutely, because as a community college, we're very much about not just a transfer institution being the first 2 years of college. We serve the whole community. So you can come to Germana and end up after a couple of years transferring to any college in the state. All of our general two-year associate degree core courses are accepted. We've had students go to the top universities in the nation. But one of the other things that we do is we serve students from 14 homeschool to 99 who are interested in learning more about perhaps technology or, hey, starting a new career. So we do it all. You can come to here to Germana and in 6 weeks take a credential that can get you a great job with benefits, or you can take your time, get an associate's degree in our engineering program, and go to University of Virginia and have your credits accepted. So we serve people seeking jobs, and we serve people that want to be great poets as well.
Well, and I guess we really have seen the value of Germana really since for years, but with the recession and everything that happened since 08, a lot of people have really seen the value of Germana if you're involved in a career change or if you want to pick up other skills. It's right here.
Oh, absolutely. There's no closed door. You come inside and what your needs are met individually. And one of the things that we do have that we're very proud of is our adult career coach and on-ramp program. Our adult career coach serves people. Michelle Beveridge, she will give them assessments to learn their career interest. They can be tested with a CRC to see what their skill levels are. She will go over with them all kinds of career options. If it's something that they need to skill up for at Germana, then we walk them through, help them register. We have money in our credit programs. We have full financial aid packages. In our workforce programs, if you have been laid off or are long-term unemployed, we also have some on-ramp money that will help dislocated workers get back to school that will pay tuition and fees.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, that on-ramp funding. That is grant funding. And I believe we have up to $150,000 that can be used toward helping educate or train folks who meet the qualification guidelines. I mean, it's not a free-for-all. So anybody can come and take advantage of it. You know, along with this grant are some guidelines in terms of who would be eligible. Essentially, kind of in a nutshell, it's for individuals who are considered dislocated workers. By that, we mean they've been out of a job through no fault of their own, whether they got laid off or a company was downsized. There are some other eligibility requirements. But in essence, it's an opportunity for folks, you know, who've struggled or have had some hurdles to come in and get some education and training to help get them on a path toward a living wage. As Dr. Wesley mentioned a little while ago, we have the CDL program, which is commercial driver's license. That is a hot ticket these days. Our day program is 30 days, and our evening or weekend program is 2 months long. We have a great example of someone who came through this on-ramp program recently. So this was a fellow, you know, he had a four-year degree in a humanities field, struggled to find a job, you know, took some temporary or some part-time jobs, could not get that full-time job that he really wanted with benefits. And then on top of that, you know, he had some healthcare struggles. So he kind of had a lot on his plate. He heard about the on-ramp program, met with Michelle Beveridge, decided he was going to enroll in the commercial driver's license program. He did qualify. He got the funding for that. And now he's pretty happy and pretty satisfied. He's working full-time with benefits, insurance,
And a nice salary.
And a nice salary to go along with it. So, yeah, so some great things can happen through that on-ramp program.
That's a great story because I think would give a lot of people hope. Because when you talk about dislocated workers, so often I would think that at least initially you're just at a loss. What do I do? And to be able to come and have a career coach and to help someone get you back on track or give you some ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. Navigating those waters can be pretty frightening and pretty frustrating. Michelle's location is at the Workforce One Stop, which is up near the Virginia Employment Commission, and it's a one stop, you know, in and of itself. So folks can go in there. A lot of different services that they can take advantage of. So they've got some financial aid information there. There's veterans information there. Social services information. Germana has some staffing there. So it's a great way for folks, you know, who really just need a little help, need a little guidance, can come in the door and. You know, get the help that they need.
And you mentioned that, Martha, about help for veterans or for others. I think a lot of us, when you get older, the thought of going back to college is just a daunting thing. And if you can have someone sit down and show you the path to go and the different places you need to take, that helps.
Yeah, it's been great.
We'll walk. Anyone interested will hold their hand and walk them right through it if they need be. And there are also a wide variety of credentials that are available. Certainly, CDL suits some people, mm-hmm. but every credential, every program is tailored to that individual. There are people that will come in that perhaps have been laid off, if we're talking about this particular grant, that are interested in a Cisco IT certification because that's what suits them. We have another great success story for this particular program when Michelle went to the domestic violence shelter over to Empower House, gave a workshop, and two of the ladies there were enrolled in our home health care program.
Yes, that was a great opportunity for them. And, you know, they were struggling, you know, certainly being at Empower House. And along with the career counseling and guidance, Michelle was able to help them, even with transportation, giving some suggestions on that. So she really was like a kind of a whole package deal to help these ladies get the training that they need. And along with that program, we have an opportunity for employers to actually come in at the end of the course. So personal care aid, home health aid, as we all know, the aging population.
I'm going to need one any day now.
Yeah,
that's just a really growing area. So employers, too, are just really anxious to kind of come in and help open the door for folks. So it's some wonderful success stories.
And
that
these two ladies have good jobs now.
In just the half hour we've been talking, you both have mentioned a couple of times the community in Germana Community College's name and the fact that you're going to Empower House and you're going to employers and doing these kind of things. You have employers come in after the class and that kind of thing. There's no sitting back and waiting for people to come in. You definitely are getting out and. In going and trying to
absolutely
engage
make those connections.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what folks need. And, you know, Germana has the resources to be able to do that.
I guarantee you we are no ivory tower.
No, it's obvious. And in a lot of cases, I would think some places that you would go in, people might not have even considered taking a course at Germana or would even think of Germana. And all of a sudden it becomes a component that helps them get back on their feet.
Yeah, we try to do a lot of outreach, community recruitment. We do have a lot of good connections with, you know, the different organizations and service organizations in the community. So we do a lot of job fairs and, again, open houses and these kinds of things, just to extend that hand and help folks get connected with the training that they need.
A few months ago, we partnered with the United Way, who one of their goals is education and workforce, and we brought in their member nonprofits and did a tour through Germana to show each of the areas, the programs, the services we offered, including our Veterans Center, including our Tutoring Center. So immediately, with just that half day, we reached probably 50 nonprofits in town to be able to see what they could refer their clients to and give them names of people that we could work with them personally.
Yeah, because there, like I say, if you don't pay attention, a lot of these programs are going on, and a lot of these programs can help a lot of people. But if it's you have to pay attention, kind of, sometimes to know that they're going on, but they're there and you're doing things. And you know, you mentioned about having the career coach. I know just for students at Germana, you have coaches helping people just.
On the academic side, the Welcome Center. You know what we find with a lot of community college students, a number of them actually do need a little more sort of guidance. Germana does. We serve a very wide audience. It's not just folks graduate. I'm talking about the credit side. Graduate high school, and I'm going to go on to a 4-year. A lot of times, the Germana students have been working for a while. They have very full lives, mm-hmm. and they know they want education and training. So they come onto the campus, and we do our best to try to put the resources there to get those students what they need to succeed.
And not only do we have counseling and coaches for our current students, but we also have career coaches on site at several of the high schools in the area. So we're working with high school students to expose them to the kind of classes and counsel them about what avenues they have available to them in academics and in the world of work.
Well, and I guess because the type of student there are many different reasons to come to Germana. You save a ton of money, but also, like you said, Martha, sometimes students do come in and maybe need a little bit of help academically to be able to make the next step in a higher education. Mm-hmm. Martha O'Keefe, Dr. Gene Wesley here this morning. We're talking about Germana Center for Workforce and Adult Education. When we come back, we're going to talk about a pilot program. The governor has announced a program. It's part of his New Virginia Economy Strategic Plan. We'll talk about that in Germana's role when we come back on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Voice it now on Facebook. Search News Talk 1230 WFVA and place your comments now. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff this morning on Germana Center for Workforce and Adult Education. Dr. Gene Wesley, the Vice President for Workforce Development here, along with Martha O'Keefe, who is the Workforce Dean. Dr. Wesley, exciting news. The governor has announced a pilot program, part of his New Virginia Economy Strategic Plan, and Germana is participating in this.
Yes, we're one of the 5 colleges selected in the state for this pilot program that centers on identifying credentials that are needed in the region and beginning to assess and add metrics to that. How many credentials are we awarding? What are the credentials that are needed for this region? What will it take to track these credentials so that new employers coming into the area or current employers that need these skilled workers. Who are these workers and how can we make that match? And so we've been working on this now for the past few months, and it's helping us kind of lay procedures and help us identify and really target some of those essential credentials for this area. And to identify that, we worked with the Workforce Investment Boards on that cover our particular region. We took information from VEC, Department of Labor, the Bay Workforce Board Consortium, and the Piedmont Workforce Network, have a list of credentials that are highly needed in this area. I think Martha mentioned CDL earlier. It's one of the ones. We have medical coding in office, dental assistant two. A lot of our apprenticeship programs are just set for that. Dealer operator. If people that are going to open up a car dealership,
you've got something for that.
Yes, we do. Yes,
it's a 2-day certification program, Ted. If you're interested,
so. Really, I'm not, but I didn't know that was a certification type of thing.
Absolutely, you know, a lot of industries do have certification requirements,
yeah.
And you know, it's a great way just to make sure that there's consistency in these businesses and their operations. So, yeah, so used cars, new car dealership, they need to be certified and maintain that certification. And Germana can help folks get that.
Have a lot of our high-end certifications because this area, we're between several military bases.
Yeah.
There's huge number of government contractors. It's a very high IT-saturated area. So we have our Cisco courses with about networking and running protocols. We have our CISP course credential, which is highly needed in this area. It means Certified Information System Security Professional. And with all of the hacks and the information stealing that are going on, this is very topical, and it's something that everyone needs now. It's not something that's kind of away up there and very esoteric that no one would need. Any shop owner needs to have information about how to protect and how to be have a secure network. So many people are taking this now, and a variety of others. We have we're one of the only, I believe, Apple training centers in the state that is located at a community college. In fact, we may be the only Apple center training center in the state at this point.
I believe so. I think it used to be at UVA, and they decided not to continue with that. And Germana was excited to be able to have that opportunity.
I guess.
So we do some Mac operating system certification programs out at the Daniel Center.
We do a lot of Adobe certification. Has to do with you know, networking and I don't know. We could just – there's OSHA certifications that we do
for
safety.
Goes on.
And I believe some EPA certifications for building inspectors.
Yeah, and we have annual workforce advisories where we invite businesses in on a yearly basis. It's their opportunity to tell us, you know, what's needed, what are the trends, what are the certifications that are needed within our area. And Germana will do its best to respond to that. Another thing, Ted, you know, as there's the emphasis on the credentials, is that we are working on embedding those certifications within the training program. Traditionally, in a lot of cases, you know, the education will be provided. It'll track to the certification, certainly prepare people. But once the class is over, see you later, go find your certification. So as part of this pilot and initiative, we're looking at ways of actually embedding those credentials in the program. So when the students finish, they, you know, they've got their certification in hand.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, you know, that really helps with their resume. It really helps to open some doors.
There are many employers that are interested in the certification, not necessarily the degree. So these are things that you can come in, do a very intensive course, take your certification testing, and have a way to actually prove to an employer that you have the skills they need through this validated national portable certification, where sometimes we hear from employers that someone comes in saying they have the skills, but they don't necessarily have the skills. So if you want to prove to an employer that you're job ready, a certification is often the way to go.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, and it's as you were just going through that list and just kind of skimming over, I had no idea that some of those certifications were available right here.
Oh, yeah. We've got our phlebotomy technician training program. That's a three-month-long program. It involves both the classroom and laboratory skills as well as the clinical training. We do a lot of research with our programs, Ted, in terms of how the curriculum should be designed, what topics need to be covered, and what skill sets the students need. For example, for the phlebotomy program, one of the premier certifications is the ASCP phlebotomy certification, which is American Society of Clinical Pathologists. So based on our research and our program design, we know, for example, that the students must have 100 successful venipunctures in their clinical. So it gets very technical, and it's tracked very carefully. We have to have a certain number of instructional hours covering certain topics. And we do this, I mean, again, because it's good training, but also it meets those guidelines of ASCP. So when students go out, they finish, they are prepared to take that test, and they meet those credentialing requirements.
This pilot program that you're involved with the governor, what a good program, just to kind of make sure you're on track and to be able to find some areas maybe that you don't have any programs for certifications in.
It's been great. One of the things that it's really emphasized for us is that we absolutely need to concentrate on the credential that is part of job matching. This is something that we knew that we were already doing, but it's caused us to crosswalk and emphasize that even more with our students, because it's kind of the education of the future. Mm-hmm. We're trying to align people with the skills they need for the jobs that are needed that suit them. And the combination of those three help families, they help the employers, they help employees, they help the economic development of this area and the prosperity of the area. And we're hoping that the synergy involved in that will lift up the area and make it even more prosperous than it is now.
And when you talk about the education of the future, that's what we're talking about this morning. That this really is what that encompasses.
It absolutely is, and we're hoping by running these pilot programs, by researching, being aware of what is out there, by constantly meeting with our employers, that we will be on the cutting edge of that always.
Dr. Wessler, are you the person that if an employer is hearing this and saying, yeah, there is something that we could do I'd like to do for my employees, and I'd like to talk to somebody about it. Would you be the person they contact?
Well, certainly they can start with me. I might not be the one that actually comes and does their CISP training, but I will be definitely make sure that someone does. So.
But that's to be able to do that kind of thing for a business is a great, we talk about community, a great community service that you're providing.
Well, we like to think that we are, and we do. As Martha mentioned, we have an annual advisory meeting where we bring in probably 100 employers, get the flip charts out, and just list all the things that are needed, what jobs they're having trouble filling, what certifications that they require, how they want us to communicate with them. And then we have very specific advisory committees as well. when we were starting, we're starting soon a video production series of workshops. We brought together anyone that had an emphasis for video in their job. We had about 15 people help develop the curriculum for that. So we don't do it. You won't see it in our catalog unless there's a need for it.
That's good to know. The Center for Workforce are going to be involved again this fall with another startup weekend, and those have been wildly popular.
We love startup weekends. We've got lots of people excited about coming in, learning new skills, building a business. We've had people come in to a startup weekend and leave with a business. I think that many people know about PlantsMap, which is a great new startup in this area. They won one of our startup weekends. They came in number one, and they are going great guns. They've just, I think, re-upped their new website and hired several people, and they're doing a good job. And that company came right out of a startup weekend, as well as several others that are thriving in town.
It's got to make you feel good that you play a role in that kind of thing.
Well, I think that everybody that is interested should come out September 18th. That's when the next one was. It's going to be, and it will be, it starts Friday and ends up with presentations on Sunday. We're really looking forward to it, and there's going to be a little bit of a twist this year. There's going to be some prizes and emphasis for veterans. So we're hoping that we get a lot, maybe some veteran teams coming out, looking at issues that they may can solve for veterans or veteran-related businesses, or perhaps a business just run by veterans. So we're hoping to do a little bit of emphasis and a shout-out to our veterans.
Yeah, and I've heard, you know, you mentioned about how people have come as participants and left as business owners. I've heard of just even business people, business owners who've come and have left just energized, and it's given them ideas and things that they think that they can do with their companies.
It's a great, exciting weekend. People come. We have coaches there that are well-known business people in town. Our judges are people that often have money to invest in businesses. Because we try to have a variety of people, for instance, marketers, people that know IT, people that know business, they form teams and suddenly the cross innovation and the cross skills are just ideal to start exactly what you need to get a start, to have lay the groundwork for a business. It's very exciting.
September 18th is the next startup weekend, to September 18th, and I'm sure as we get closer to that, we'll have a program on that.
We will, and just to let you know, this is something that we partner with FredEx, an organization in town that is devoted to startup and entrepreneurism. And I wanted to say that soon, look for a co-working space that FredEx will be opening soon with the help of the Fredericksburg Economic Development folks. And Germana will have an anchor desk in the co-working space and will be continuing to work with FredEx in a variety of programming areas, and we'll be probably doing a little bit of coordinating and help for their open coffee series.
Okay. The whole idea of co-working space is around here just seems like something that can really take off and be something that will help a lot of, especially some of these startups.
Well, it really does help if you're a one-person business and you need a place to do your business.
Yeah.
But it's more than just a place to be. The concept of co-working is that a couple of seats down as someone that has a marketing company, a couple of seats down as someone that does web design, a couple and so there's a lot of exchange work and innovation that come together in a co-working space.
Next, Dr. Jean Wesley, Martha O'Keefe also here, Germanna Center for Workforce and Adult Education, our topic this morning on Town Talk. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook. Just search News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Dr. Jean Wesley here along with Martha O'Keefe. It's Germanna Center for Workforce and Adult Education, our focus this morning. Talk to me about drones. It's a topic that a lot of us are interested in, and Germanna's involved.
We love drones. You should have seen Martha and I out on the campus the other day when we had like mini drones that we were putting together
We had to test them, right?
Yes.
To make sure that they worked okay.
Sure.
before the kids used them. So.
We were not really great with drones. We were running from them at one point, I think.
I would have liked to have seen pictures of that.
I think we may have some pictures, but they're under lock and key. We are absolutely kidding aside, we are very into drones. We have an upcoming class that is a build it and fly it class. We've run these before. We bring people in from all over. They bring drones that they had been working on and perhaps can't get flying, and they leave with them flying, or they come in to build stuff. We have 3D printers that we build parts for. These are a bunch of fun classes. I think this upcoming one may be parent and child. We're inviting.
Yes, it's an opportunity for a family event. Kids can come with their parents, and they actually will build and put together the little drones and fly them. So it's exciting. It's fun. Kids love that stuff, and the parents really kind of like it too. So.
And it's a new and emerging field.
Yeah.
We're doing the fun stuff with it, but we're also working with a quarry company for a 3D video drone training that will actually allow them to measure excavation, which they need to show for government regs, and it will be a whole new way, a new day for them that will be so much better than what they were doing before. And we're also working on just a general drone program, kind of a 101 and 201 of drone technology. It's going to be, sooner or later, open up a whole new industry and a way of how we do things. And so we're trying to get those programs ready.
So drones, look for it at Germanna Community College. We're just about out of time. How can people find out more and get more information on Germanna Center for Workforce and Adult Education?
Well, there's a couple of ways. Certainly they can visit our website. That's www.germanna.edu/workforce. Just click on the registration or courses button, and you can see everything that we've got. Some folks do prefer to call in. You know, they would like to have that voice on the other end of the phone. They can call us at 540-891-3012.
Martha O'Keefe, Dr. Jean Wesley, Germanna Center for Workforce and Adult Education. Thank you both for coming in. See you soon.
Thanks, Ted.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.